Who are we, the people who have ADHD? We are the problem kid who drives his parents crazy by being totally disorganized, unable to follow through on anything, incapable of cleaning up a room or washing dishes or performing just about any assigned task, the one who is forever interrupting, making excuses for work not done, and generally functioning far below potential in most areas. We are the kid who gets daily lectures on how we're squandering our talent, wasting the golden opportunity that our innate ability gives us to do well, and failing to make good use of all that our parents have provided. We are also sometimes the talented executive who keeps falling short due to missed deadlines, forgotten obligations, social faux pas, and blown opportunities. Too often we are the addicts, the misfits, the unemployed, and the criminals who are just one diagnosis and treatment plan away from turning it all around. We are the people Marlon Brando spoke for in the classic 1954 film On the Waterfront when he said, "I could have been a contender." So many of us could have been contenders and should have been for sure. But then, we can also make good. Can we ever? We are the seemingly tuned-out meeting participant who comes out of nowhere to provide the fresh idea that saves the day. Frequently, we are the underachieving child whose talent blooms with the right kind of help and finds incredible success after a checkered educational record. We are the contenders and the winners. We are also imaginative and dynamic teachers, preachers, circus clowns, and stand-up comics, Navy SEALs or Army Rangers, inventors, tinkerers, and trendsetters. Among us there are self-made millionaires and billionaires, Pulitzer and Nobel Prize winners, Academy, Tony, Emmy, and Grammy Award winners, top-flight trial attorneys, brain surgeons, traders on the commodities exchange, and investment bankers. And we are often entrepreneurs. We are entrepreneurs ourselves. And the great majority of the adult patients we see for ADHD are, or aspire to be, entrepreneurs too. The owner and operator of an entrepreneurial support company called Strategic Coach, a man named Dan Sullivan, who also has ADHD, estimates that at least 50% of his clients have ADHD as well. Because people with ADHD don't look any different from everyone else, our condition is invisible. But if you were to climb up into our heads, you'd discover quite a different landscape. You'd find ideas firing around like kernels in a popcorn machine. Ideas coming rat-tat-tat fast and on no discernible schedule. Ideas coming in spontaneous, erratic bursts. And because we can't turn this particular popcorn machine off, we are often unable to stop the idea generation at night. Our minds never seem to rest. Indeed, our minds are here and there and everywhere, all at once, which sometimes manifests as appearing to be somewhere else, in some dreamy state. And that means we often miss the proverbial, or literal, boat. But then maybe we build an airplane or grab a pogo stick instead. We tune out in the middle of a job interview and don't get the job, but perhaps we see a poster hanging in the human resources waiting room that sparks a new idea that leads us to a patented invention. We offend people by forgetting names and promises, but we make good by understanding what nobody else has picked up on. We shoot ourselves in the foot, only on the spot, to devise a painless method to remove the bullet. The great mathematician Alan Turing summed us up when he said, "Sometimes it is the people no one can imagine anything of who do the things no one can imagine." That sums us up perfectly. Which is to say that ADHD is a far richer, more complicated, paradoxical, dangerous, but also potentially advantageous state of being than the oversimplified version most of the general public takes it to be, or than even the detailed diagnostic criteria would have you believe.